Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
I'm Zufar Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And you may be asking yourself, if you're new to this call-in, or that's listening, you may be asking yourself, you know, Suva, I don't know, what's all this Real Talk for Real People show is about? Well, it's about the most important relationship, codified relationship that is, one who knew you before you was in your mother's womb, and one that you should subscribe to, be codified in regards with, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. The reason being that you have all the troubles that you seem to have and will continue to do so because you are so uncodified, which unqualifies you for a constructive and positive relationship with the great I Am. Let my soul and all that is within me bless his holy name. Perhaps you can get to that codification also so you can feel that way. We're not coming on here for a warm, fuzzy feeling. We're coming on here to help you subscribe to the best relationship, just like that insurance company under the umbrella. See, when you get codified, you're under the umbrella. That's not to say things won't happen to you. They do. But you'll know how to deal with them and how to deal with them in a codified manner. You see, we've been dealing with things in an uncodified manner. That's why we love to mistreat each other, abuse and dominate, and sometimes kill. As a matter of fact, not only kill, write a rap song about it. And we know how to mistreat our women. Tough guys, tough on the block. I run everything, I slap in the mouth and tell her, fix me a ham sandwich. The reason why I say ham sandwich is because you're uncodified. But soon as the popo come on the scene, you're quieted and cast for the feeling of ghosts. But you ain't telling him what to do and how to do it and slap him in the mouth because you know better. But y'all know better the right way, the codified. Don't never put your hand on a woman or any woman for that matter, especially your own, but under any circumstances. Because by all intents and purposes, you told her you see her less than. She's not an equal. She's a something that I control. I tell her what to do, how to do it, when to do it. She better jump to it. If she don't, have slap in the mouth, which is entirely uncodified. You see, we understand by our studies, our women are our wives, friends, sisters, aunts, mothers. Not only that, they are equals too. Also, that doesn't stand the reason that our sister run around in an uncodified manner. See, everybody has to be on code. See, if everybody on code, there's no problem. But if you're not under the code, I can guarantee you this. Your households, your relationships are a hot mess. So it's incumbent upon you to get codified. If you're tired of being a hot mess, you're tired of your family being a hot mess, you're tired of you being a hot mess, your friends and so on and so, you got to cut them off. Some of them, you got to cut them off and get the right kind of friends, the codified friends. So you can avoid going somewhere with these people and their shameful behavior reflects on you. And their violence reflects on you. See, Yah, the great I Am, leaves codified messages. See, you don't have to think this through. You have to be codified with the great I Am. So his codification, as far as your relation with him, is a domino, cause and effect, domino effect. You start the code with him, and the code continues to the next person, and next your mother, your father, your sister, your wife, your husband, because otherwise, I can guarantee you this, and the evidence doesn't lie. Just look at our communities. Our communities are a hot mess because we refuse to heed Yah. We refuse to get under code, and we go by our own wicked imaginations. That's why our communities are in a sad state of disrepair. And it can't be fixed by the Democratic Party, Republican Party, Independent Party, Black Lives Matter, the Gay Rights Movement, or any other organization. The Most High said it, and you better believe it. We've been crying to our masters, our oppressors, for 402 years and counting. How's it working out for you? Well, just look around. Our young men are like bulls on the corners, killing one another, mistreating our sisters, prostituting them, selling drugs to them, and so on and so forth. A continuum. Cause and effect. So we suggest to you, get close to the Most High. Turn to the Most High. And he said, I turn to you. Get under codification. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It ain't cute. And it certainly ain't working for you because the evidence, again, doesn't lie. We are a hot mess in our community. And we continue to remain to do so, looking for every other entity to solve our problems instead of the Most High. Get away from those other gods, those religions and so on and so forth, who have not served your interests in the least bit. Get close to your Almighty, who wish to serve your interests because he sees you as his beloved. But the fact of the matter, truth be told, the way you're acting, you're a strange whore. Let's keep it real. That's why it's called real talk. But you ain't got the hoe no more. Stop with the hoeing. Give it to Most High. Become his beloved again. And you now may be asking yourself, Yum Soup, who is the we that you make reference to? Well, we have Sister Abby out from New York City. She's our gatekeeper. She keeps us on the straight and narrow. You know, sometimes we digress and get off track. And she pulls us right back into the codification. Where we at and what we should be doing. So she's Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. She loves the Most High with all her heart, mind, soul, and strength, just like all of us. And she has colorful commentaries about the Most High, so on and so forth. Cartier from New York City, well, he's a brother of technical persuasion. He keeps things technical. He breaks it down like you're 4 years old and keep you on track and very descriptive because he loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and too. And truly, Yum Soup Arif. May the Most High bless you. I'm going to introduce them to you one by one. Sister Abiyah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. Good evening. Good evening. As always, just grateful and thankful that y'all has brought us back together for another session. And know it's going to be good. As always, getting the word is healthy and good for all of us. So y'all bless all and family and stay well. Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Abigail. Thank you very much. All right. And bless you, sister. Now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Hootie, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, you and family and all that's listening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew. Feel good today. You know, it's chilly in Detroit. Feel good. Oh, yeah, it's 81 degrees.
What's your temperature in Detroit? Oh, yeah,
huh?
Y'all chilly. Y'all chilly like Willie.
Abby, what's the temperature there?
Well, we got 50 right now.
It's going down.
I went out. I had to come back upstairs and get a heavier coat to put on.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You can laugh because you went down south.
yeah. It's I got a short sleeve shirt on. So what did they
say?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Shahuda and Sister Abia, let us introduce Katriel from New York City. Katriel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. Bless you all, my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay, family.
Great.
Praise y'all. I got the hiccups. I'm trying to get rid of them, but
I got
the hiccups.
Sorry to hear that.
Ain't no pain, but how you get rid of hiccups?
It's annoying. Hold your breath, they say. Blow in a brown paper bag. I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right. Where are y'all? Y'all ready to get busy?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Jeremiah chapter 12, please. And in this chapter, Jeremiah is asking questions, just like Job. When the Most High will answer Jeremiah. And he says in verse 1 to the Most High, righteous are you, Elohim, when I plead with you. Let me talk with you about your judgments. And he asked to pose a question to the Most High. Why, and from a human perspective, why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? You have planted them. They have taken root, these wicked people. They grow, yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. But you, O Elohim, know me. You have seen me. You have tested my heart towards you. Pour them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn? The earth of every field wither as a result of these people. The beasts and birds are consumed, and they still are by these people, these wicked people. It's like we were wicked. We still are sometimes in some cases. But the wickedness of those who dwell there, for the wickedness of those who dwell there, for the wickedness of those who dwell there. Because they see, he would not see our final end. He don't see us. But Yah answers Jeremiah. Have you run with the footmen, the racers? Have they wearied you? Then how can you contend with horses? I mean, how can you're talking on an insignificant letter level as far as running with footmen? And let me put this in the back. How can you contend with horses? You can't contend with your fellow men. And how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace in which you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the front plain of the Jordan? For even your brothers, the house of your father, even they have dwelt treacherously with you. Yes, they have called a multitude after you, your own kinfolk. Do not believe them, people that are not codified. I don't care who they are. Even though they speak smooth words to you, Jeremiah, I have forsaken my house. I've left my heritage. I've given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of our enemies. My heritage is to me like a lion in the forest. It cries out against me. Therefore, I have hated it. My heritage is to me like a speckled vulture. The vultures all around me are against her. Come, assemble all the beasts of the field. Bring them to the bar. Many rulers have destroyed my vengeance, Most High speaking. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate. Desolate, it mourns to me. The whole land is made desolate because no one takes it to heart, the land. The plunderers have come, the northmen, on all the desolate heights in the wilderness. For the sword of the Elohim shall devour from one end of the land, which it did, to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. And certainly, there was no peace there during our time, and there certainly is no peace there now. They have sown wheat, but reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but do not profit. But be ashamed of your harvest, because of the fierce anger, cause and effect of the Elohim. Thus said the Elohim, against all my evil neighbors who touched the inheritance. These were neighbors of ours, and Edom was one neighbor too, who touched the inheritance, which I have called my people Israel. I didn't cause nobody else to inherit this. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Yehuda from among them. I'm going to take them back wherever they are. That it shall be after I pluck them out, I will return and have compassion on them and bring them back. That when they went into captivity and when we're still in captivity, the Most High said, I will have compassion on them and bring them back. Everyone to his heritage. our lineage, no one else, and everyone to his land. The land they supposed to be in, they don't supposed to be all over the place. Your neighbors, your enemies, and so on and forth, so forth, they're going to go back to their land. It shall be that they will have learned carefully the ways of my people. Swear by my name, as Yah lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, and then they shall be established in the midst of my people. When they get their mind right, and they're following my people in the codified manner in the covenant, like they taught my people wrong, I'm going to give them the opportunity to make it right. And if they make it right, establish in the midst of my people, if they do not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation. Not only, he's talking about any nation, says the Elohim. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. The Most High was straight to the point. Let's cut to the chase. He caused our suffering, cause and effect. Our neighbors round about and so on and so on. We studied that. Ammon, our cousins, Edom, our brother, and so on and so forth. He's going to give them an opportunity. First, we got to get aligned. And as I always mentioned, we dropped the ball, our founding fathers and founding mothers. But the Most High is going to give us an opportunity to make it right. But we have to get codified. All this leaning to your own understanding, wicked imaginations, and so on and so forth, he's answering to Jeremiah. You think they're prospering. You think they got it going on. They're not prospering in the least bit. Cause and effect. And they certainly ain't got it going on because they got to die one day. And when they die, the judgment that you make reference to, Jeremiah, will come into effect. Some will go to Sheol, and some will have their souls restored for my name's sake. So question is, Jeremiah, are you going to simply go, you can't run with fistmen, footmen, runners, human runners. How you think you can run with me? I'm a horse. I'm like a horse in reference to a man running on his feet, your human counterparts. So some of y'all, as we said, in the neighborhoods got the game twisted. You think this is about all about you. You something special. You question me on my judgment, Jeremiah, and some of you out there still today. I don't think Jeremiah has an answer for what the Most answer him on. Certainly some of us don't, because we certainly don't want to get under codification. We want to keep crying to Yah, but Yah said, you close to me with your mouth, but your minds are far from it. And what did King David pray for? A clean heart, a humble spirit, a heart that loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself. And he saw himself not through the eyes of his oppressors, but he saw himself through the eyes of the Most High, because you'll never look pretty to your oppressors. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel Sosihui, you have the mics. May the Most High bless you.
Uh-huh. It's just like in 10, first 10.
Right.
Well, my read is, my shepherds have destroyed my vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
They have trapped my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion become a desert wilderness. You can look at that metaphorically and physically. Our land, first of all, is desert. It's a wilderness. And we think about these ministers and preachers and so-called people in their ways, how they're leading our people astray. And the ones I hold more responsible are the ones who claim to be woke up, and they're an organization in camp. Now, am I saying they're wrong? I'm saying that what they're teaching is an error, because they're teaching, like you said, from their own understanding and not from the scripture. Not learning from our forefathers and mothers
examples of living and they're revolved. No one's looking at this as a historical account of a guidebook, and I agree with Brother Cottrell. This is an open book text. And we discuss on this program to better ourselves, to walk in the way of our Creator, don't we? Every day we're constantly trying. We're not perfect. None of us are, but we're constantly trying. And he says, they have laid it waste, a waste. It mourns me. All the land is laid waste because no one takes it to heart. The ravagers have come on all the bare heights in the wilderness, for the sword of Yah is devouring from one end of the land to the other end of the land. There is no peace in any flesh. Because our sins, what did he do? He destroyed it. He separated us. He scattered us. He said, we're like, my inheritance is like a speckled bird, speckled prey, bird of prey. He's defining how we are, but yet he's willing, he's pleading with us through Jeremiah. I'm going to do this to you, but come back to me. When he states that if you don't, in the latter chapter, in the latter verse, he said, but if you do not obey, I shall pluck up and destroy that nation, declares Yah. Hallelujah. Katria. You still got the hiccups.
I'm trying to clear them hiccups.
Okay.
Yes, my sister, can you hear me? I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And I do still have the hiccups.
But I'm so elegant, even with the hiccups, okay? My brother.
Yeah. So I'm going to start from 10, the 10th verse. Matter of fact, I'm going to go back to 9. My heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. So Yah refers to the nation of Israel as his inheritance, his heritage. Mm-hmm. And that's a privilege that we are considered the creator of heaven and earth, his heritage.
Uh-huh.
The birds round about are against her. Yeah. The people of the earth, the nations of the earth are against us.
Right.
Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field, come to devour. And they seek to devour us, who is Yah's heritage. It says, many chances have destroyed my vineyard. Think about that. The pastors in these churches are destroying Yah's people. You shouldn't even have the name pastor unless you're talking about bringing our people back to the consciousness of our relationship with the Most High God.
Right.
And what does the Most High say about the pastors? The pastors have trodden my portion underfoot.
Whoa,
they have made my pleasant portion, which is the nation of Israel, us as a people, a desolate wilderness, which is why everybody takes advantage of us, because the pastors, who are supposed to be our leaders, leading us back to Yah, have trodden the people instead of delivering the people. They have made it a desolation. And being desolate, it mourns unto me. Yeah, our people cry out. The whole land is made desolate because no man layeth it to heart. Spoilers have come upon all high places through the wilderness. So for the sword of Yah shall devour from one end of the land even unto the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. And that's where the world stands now.
Mm-hmm.
How many people on the planet have peace? They have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. And all the people of the world are feeling pain. Why? Because they don't know our Creator. And they shall be ashamed of your revenues because of the fierce anger of Yah. Yah is upset with all the nations and all mankind. And guess who's feeling the pain? All of us. Thus saith Yah against all my evil neighbors that touch the inheritance. Who's Yah's inheritance? Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are touching us and abusing us and oppressing us? Which I have caused my people, which verifies what I'm saying, because Yah's inheritance is his people, Israel. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land, the house of Yehuda, from among them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you want to displace us from our land? I'm going to displace you from your land.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take back my people, right? It shall come to pass. After that, I have plucked them out. I will return and have compassion on them. So Yah's going to pick us. Yah's going to choose us. Yah's going to take us out of the hands of our enemies, right? And when he does that, he's going to have compassion on us. You ain't got to worry about a thing. And we'll bring them again, every man, to his heritage. Every tribe is going to get his land back. How about that? We ain't got to fight no wars. And every man to his land. Ephraim, Manasseh, Judah, Benjamin, Issachar, Dan, Naphtali, Asher. We're going to get our land back. And it shall come to pass if they will diligently learn the ways of my people. Okay. Are we diligently studying the word of Yah? Yes, we are. And what does the Most High say? If they, foreigners, will diligently learn the ways of my people, Yah's people got to know their own ways. Yah's people have to know the way of Yah. That's where other people will come in to want to know the ways of Yah's people. I'm going to read it again. And it shall come to pass if they will diligently learn the ways of my people. Unfortunately, Yah's people don't know their own ways, do we? Do we know our ways?
No.
We follow the doctrines of other nations, aren't we?
That's right.
So when we learn the ways of Yah, which we're doing nightly in a Real Talk for Real People, Blog Talk Radio Show, we're learning the ways of Yah, which is intended for our people. Most I said, if they would diligently learn the ways of my people, and they like the ways of our people, right? They like the way we sing, the way we dance, the way we dress, the way we talk. They like the ways of our people. But unfortunately, our people don't know the ways of Yah. And if our people knew the ways of Yah, they would still be following us, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Even more so. So I don't know if you caught that. If they will diligently learn the ways of my people, which they do, they dress like us, they talk like us, they sing like us, they dance like us.
Mm-hmm.
So our people need to know the ways of Yah so that the people can follow us in the ways of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what he says, to swear by our name. Our people don't swear by the name of Yah. We swear by the name of Jesus, Buddha, Allah, all these different gods. But what do our people need to do? Learn how to swear by the name of Yah so that the other nations will learn how to swear by the name of Yah by following us, which is what they do anyway. But Yah liveth. He never died.
Uh-huh.
As they taught my people to swear by false gods,
uh-huh,
then shall they be built in the midst of our people. So if you keep following us, and we're following the right ways, all the other nations have a chance if they continue to follow us, who is Yah's servant, and we follow the right way, other nations have a chance too. But the onus is on us. We have to show the nations how to serve Yah, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And when we show the other nations how to serve Yah, they could come along, right along with us, because Yah has given them that opportunity. But if they will not obey, so you see, we follow the ways of Yah, we follow the paths of Yah, we follow the commands and laws of Yah, and you don't want to follow us? Oh, did Yah say, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says Yah. All right, so you're following us in our wickedness, our backwardness, but when we get it right, y'all better still be following us because we are Yah's servants. And when we follow Yah the right way, y'all better be right there following us the same way too. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah, Katria. Very good. Well, very well done. Now, let us bring on Sister Ima Hadara. And after Ima Hadara speaks her mind, not no wicked imagination, what the Most High says, Katria is going to proceed forward to another beautiful Psalms in the book of Psalms. Ima Hadara, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom to my family.
Shalom.
Shalom. My beautiful brothers.
Shalom, Ima.
Shalom, shalom.
Ima, before you get started, we have a recommendation for the nation for new era. Sister Abia, been studying with us for about 13 years, I believe. 13 years. Let me see. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 9 years. So the next meeting, we're going to submit her for eldership, okay?
Hallelujah. All praise.
Yes. Yes.
We
Chamaya.
Need all the help we can get.
She's a good sister. She loves the Most High, and she loves her brothers and sisters. So all of us highly recommend the Katria. So Shahudi and I, we highly recommend her nomination.
Hallelujah. Well, she'll be welcome with arms wide open. Praise God. Oh, she's on. Shalom, my dear sister. Shalom, Shadora. How you know I be reading your post every time I be able to get on. That'd be me crazy. Yes, praise the Most High. I tell you, it's so good to hear your voice, and you will be so welcome. I'm telling you, God's gathering His people, and He's bringing forth His very best. So hey, I know if you are Moray and Yamsud and Yahudi. And I know from listening to you, hearing your voice over the years, I know you're special. So come on, baby.
Oh, thank you. And praise Yah, just like you said, hallelujah, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I'm just listening tonight. I just got in. And I said, you know, let me turn on so I can listen. And as usual, I came in when Moray was reading, and he just, I get on him, Yah, too, because Moray just explains the scripture so beautifully, and he does, yes,
well,
such an inviting,
I get on him too, Ima. I get on him too about knocking my sink, but that's all right.
Yes, I tell you, because our people need to hear, you know, as it states in Jeremiah Yahoo, my people not hearing my words. They're hearing the words of man and the wickedness of your own wicked heart, you know? So the Lord Almighty says, had his people heard his word, they would have been able, they should have been able to turn them away from their wickedness. But the people are not hearing Yah's words. And I agree with Moray. When they really start hearing his words, and just as they, all the nations are following us in our fallen state, just think what's going to happen when Yah raises up again. Mm. So I thank you, Moray, for such a wonderful read.
Yes.
And I thank you, Young Soup. I miss you hearing your voice. That's one of the reasons why I came on. I had to hear my baby's voice.
You tell him. I can carry a note in your bucket. Young Soup's head is big enough. You don't need to soup him up.
I'm just telling them how much he's loved.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We love you too, Ima. We love you too.
Yeah.
And you're the voice that we look for because you're the voice crying out for our people. What other female that we know is crying out for the nation of Israel? And the Most High, he like call a professional mourners out because y'all need to cry out for what's happening to y'all. And you are the only one that I know that truly, really, sincerely cries out with your heart, soul, and might for the hurt of our people. And men can't cry like you do. Men can't cry like you do. But the Most High tells our sisters, y'all need to cry out for your people. For real. Sisters need to cry out for your people. Their children, their men, their sons and their daughters. And you're the one that does that, Ima. And people don't understand that. They may get sick and tired of it, but keep on doing it. Because you, along with our mother Rachel, are crying out for the conditions of our people. The last chapter that we read, Jeremiah was like, yo, give me some water so I could cry out day and night for the hurt of our people. And make it cry out like women do. Men can't cry out like women do.
You better believe it.
But
and when women cry out,
I want to add on to that.
Because women crying out to us has a triggering effect. When our women cry, it has an effect on us and makes us cry out. And that's truth be told. Go ahead, Ima. Sorry.
No, I was just saying that let the truth be told, our women are crying out in spite of themselves. You see, because and out of no control of their own, the Almighty is making them cry out. Every day you turn on this TV, we're consistently seeing our mothers on TV crying out because they babies are being shot down in the streets like dogs. The daughters are being raped. The boys are turning into girls. Girls into boys. Our mothers are crying out in spite of themselves. But you know what? And even though they're crying out, it's going to be our men that's going to have to take that stand. Our women are crying, but it's going to be the force of our men to make our voices heard.
Yeah.
If you know our history, Yah only chose two men, Aaron and his brother Moses. He didn't choose all the men of Israel to deliver the nation. He chose two men. So it ain't going to be all the men. As a matter of fact, it was the women before Moses and Aaron that saved the nation. Moses' mother and Moses' sister. So there's portions in the scripture where the Most High knows. I'm going to hear the voice of my daughters, the daughters of Zion, who are the foundation of the nation. And really, it's the mothers of our nation that have to understand our condition, our situation. And when they cry out to Yah, Yah's going to hear them because you are the daughters of an everlasting nation. and your sons are dying, your brothers are dying, your husbands are dying. We don't have the emotion that y'all got. We hard, we mental, we physical. Women are more spiritual, more connected. They bring life through their bodies that men can't do. So y'all is more connected to our women, which is the foundation of our nation, than the men.
Well, when your ego run amok, brother, and you have a wicked imagination to boot, you can't see the truth if it fell in your lap.
Well, you know, the reason I hear you, Maury, and you're absolutely right, but here's the problem. Today, social media, more and more, the sisters now are beginning to condemn the sisters because they're seeing they need to be under the rulership up under the men. And the men, in the meantime, is telling the sisters they need to keep their voices quiet unless told by their men to speak. You see? We have yet to understand.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But those men that try to keep our sisters silent, they don't know Abraham. Because the Most High said, you better listen to Sarah, didn't he? Did the Most High tell Abraham to listen to Sarah?
Yes, he did.
The second book of Moses starts with four women. Shifra, Pua, Miriam, and Jochebed. The second book of the Bible begins with four women, not four men. It begins with four women. Shifra, Pua, Jochebed, and Miriam. Okay? Y'all feel me? Y'all hear me? Wisdom is the first thing that y'all created, and that's the feminine principle. So the first thing that y'all brought forth for the nation of Israel, it wasn't the men. It was the women. Our nation is brought forth by women. Miriam, Shifra, Pua, and Jochebed. How about that?
Well, that's a good thing, Cottrell, along with the under codification and on the right track. But when it gets from under codification and the wrong track, you got a hot mess. You got an accident waiting.
You got a hot mess. What we got out here today, because they haven't gotten to Exodus. They still at the point where Adam and Eve got kicked out the garden, you see, and blaming the women because never coming into the understanding that when Yah cursed Eve and said that she would have to be subjected to her husband, that was a curse. And that's what has been picked up by the Europeans and has been reinstilled into our men upon our captivity.
So unfortunately, we don't read the whole scriptures because Yah tells us to look to the rock from which you were hewn, look to the hole of the pit from which you was digged, look to Abraham your father and Sarah your mother. So Sarah, if you know anything about Sarah, the Most High told Abraham, you better listen to your wife and do what she says. Did he say that? Abraham? Huh?
Yes. And Cartrell, and Sister Yehuda and Ibn Adora and Sister Abia, I'd like for them to answer this question. These guys that want to put their foot on our sisters, our wives, our mothers, and so on and so forth, our aunts, our daughters. I'd like to ask this question. What part did Adam play in it? Was he totally innocent? I think not. And the second question is this. How can prisoners tell any prisoner what to do in any regard, in any captivity? How can another prisoner put it, and you do what I tell you to do, and you are inmate too? My thing is, let's get right on the communication. Let's get back to the land. Let's do what the Most High said. Cry out together. Turn to me, get rid of your iniquities, cry out to me about your founding fathers and mothers and about yourself. Stop with your wicked imagination, trying to run something, and all of your prisoners. You better get over there, inmate, and you're an inmate too. Learn the codification. We get back to the land.
So,
we don't know what lane we're supposed to be in, because a lot of us don't know what lane we're supposed to be in, because we're not studying the Most High Word. That's the problem. Two inmates trying to tell another inmate what to do. That's ridiculous.
So, Young Sue. Young Sue.
Yes.
Like I always say, we're an Eastern people that have been indoctrinated with Western ways, right?
Yeah. You gotta believe it.
So as an Eastern people whose heritage is Israel, whose ancestors told us what wisdom was, right?
Yeah.
Wisdom is the first thing they all created.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're denying the feminine principle and the feminine power, which is wisdom, then you're denying your mother.
Exactly.
Because we are wisdom's children. And she says, seek me early. Like you seeking Yah, you better seek wisdom. And wisdom is the feminine side that has power. Because she says, by me, kings reign. Princes of the earth decree justice. Okay.
Hallelujah.
So
we've
been indoctrinated by Western principles, which push down the woman. They drag their women by the hand, drag them out the cave. The feminine principle amongst Israel is the fact that like in nature, or what they say nature or creation, the female is the one that trains the children, the offspring, the cubs. The female lion trains both male and female lions what it is to be a lion. The father, he's out protecting the territory. That's his job. The mother's job is to teach the lion cubs what it is to be a lion.
Exactly.
And a female lion is not giving her cubs over to hyenas to teach them what a lion is supposed to be.
All right.
Getting a drift. A lion mother is going to teach her cubs what it is, both male and female, what it is to be a lion. What you hunt, what you eat, what your territory is. And we supposed to be on the same level. We know what our heritage is. We know what our identity is. We know what our land is. We know what our culture is. And these are the things that we're supposed to be teaching our children. But what do? We give our children over into the hands of our enemies, don't we?
Exactly.
And they teach them what they want to teach them. And you ain't teaching them nothing. You putting them in front of the TV, on their computers, on their iPad, on their phone, and you're not talking anything about their history, their culture, and their connection with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
As a result, cause and effect. Everybody off code. And I'm going to tell you, Cartrell, some of these brothers act like they women made because they don't respect wisdom. They respect our sister. They want to be the woman and the man, too. And some of them act women, just like women made. They talk, they gossip, and so on and so forth. And then they ain't going to stand up for no woman because they don't respect women. They don't respect our sisters. They want to be the head nigga in charge. They don't want to be a Hebrew Israelite. They don't want to understand codification. They just want, I'm in charge. You remember going up in that movie, Gone with the Wind? This is how we want to be, just like them slaves when that movie first came on. Them slaves in the field. And one field hand, one want to be nigga in charge, didn't know anything. Quitting time. And the other dude said, you don't say no quitting time. I'm in charge. Quitting time. That's how we should be. Want to be the head nigga in charge. Don't want to be codified. Don't want to accept the role of the sisters, and the sisters don't want to accept the role of the brother, and we are a hot mess as a result of it. Yah left codification. He left it in the Proverbs. He left it in the Psalms. He left it with our prophets. But we want to all go ego run amok. We want to put our foot on our women. Our women want to trip up the brothers, and ain't nobody getting nowhere quick, fast, and hurry. Each prisoner said, I'm in charge. I'm in charge. And our oppressors are really truly the ones in charge. And we get
the bottom line is, and what we fail to understand, Yah is about equality. He sent the whole nation into captivity, man, woman, and child.
Old and young.
In these lands of our captivity, we're both fully victims of this Holocaust.
You better believe it.
And instead of us trying and recognizing that, hey, we got the whole world against us, and we're both equally responsible for our being in this condition that we're in.
Hallelujah.
Instead of us trying to come together to heal one another, to support one another so we can come up out of this fallen state. Instead, we're too busy trying to get some accolades when I'm head Mr. In Charge. You know?
Yeah.
Never coming into the understanding in our culture there was no need for competition. The men knew their place and the women knew their place, and they were equal in their own right.
Praise Yah.
But here, everything is out of kilter. It's out of balance. We don't recognize that. We just jump in there and right there in the mix, and we become a hot mess like we are today. We got the women being men, the men being women, and in between time, the ones that are all straight is crazy as hell. We don't know what to do.
You better believe it.
Except Israel has got to do what Yah told us to do.
Hallelujah.
To return back to him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. And you know what? When we really embrace that, there's no room for competition or, hey, I'm over you, you under me. It's none of that. Because we know that Yah is the equalizer. If we just concentrate on returning back to Yah, Yah would, all this evidence will go away. But we're so wrapped up in church and religion, we can't even see the fallacy of our ways.
Exactly.
So for me, the European nations has stripped us of our history, right?
Yes.
And that was intentional. Why? Because they know if we knew our history, we would be connected to our strength, which is Yah, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing they could do if we connected to our strength. So they do everything in their power to separate us from our power, don't they?
Exactly.
Which is why we have a Western mentality. Our people have a Western mentality. We don't have the mentality of our ancient fathers. Because when our fathers was in Egypt, they was together. Even though they was wrong, and they stood strong, Dathan, Abiram, Korah, our ancient fathers together. And they knew their history. That's why they brought the bones of Joseph, didn't they?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Joseph told them, when y'all leave here, I want y'all to bring my bones up out of here and take me back to the promised land. And they did that, didn't they? So here it is. We don't know nothing about Joseph or his bones. We've been stripped of everything. Knowledge of self, roots and culture, history. And they know that if we connect to our history, therein lies our power. So we Negroes, we colored, we African-American, we Democratic, we Republican, we LGBTQ, but we not Israel. When we become Israel and understand the message that Yah is giving us, we have power over all the other nations that are on the earth. And we don't realize that. We have power over all the other nations, whether it be Russia, America, UN, Council General. We have power over all the other nations because Yah has made an everlasting covenant with our nation. And Yah made nations because they tried to defy him at the Tower of Babel. So you Chinese, you Japanese, you Russian, you French, you German, why are you that? Because your fathers defied Yah and gave you different languages and nations and cultures and inheritances. So we want ours back because he gave us an inheritance too. Matter of fact, he made us special outside of y'all so that he could get his glory. But we don't understand our mission amongst all the nations that he created. He created nations because he was angry with them. He created us because he was angry with the nations. I'm going to create a nation that belongs to me, and he calls us his inheritance. We're so privileged, we don't even know it. We don't even know our portion. We're trying to be like the other nations. The Most High didn't say other nations are my inheritance. He said Israel is his inheritance, right? And we focused on what everybody else is doing, but not what Yah created us for. Most High created us so the other nations can follow us. And in us being the tail and not the head, we at the bottom rung of everything, they still follow us. We're the leaders of all these nations. We just have to understand our role. And our role is not to align with the wicked, the people that got blood on their hand. Our role is to follow Yah's pattern for the earth, to have dominion over the earth, to rule in a righteous way. And we haven't got it yet. So we follow the other nations, and it's going to destroy us. Because the Most High said, you're going to fall with the fallen. And who are the fallen? The nations that don't know Yah, that don't call on Yah, that have idols that they worship. And we fall into that trip bag. All the idols of the world we follow, we in every religion. And Yah asked the nations, is there a nation that changes its gods overnight like my people do? We change our gods overnight. And there's only one God.
All right.
Here's the madness that's in our midst. You know, I had a post on, I was reading this post where it was talking about Easter. It said, can anyone point out in the scriptures where Israel was ever supposed, told to celebrate Easter? Because it's a pagan day. It has nothing to do with Yah. And then right underneath the same post, it's got a big old lettering in the background with J-E-S-U-S to cover the whole wall. And his congregation is singing praises to J-E-S-U-S. So I said, well, Easter is pagan, but so is this character that you're worshiping. The Almighty says that we have to return back to him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. This he called himself Bishop, told me that if the name J-E-S-U-S offended me, that I was to stay off of his page because Yah is the one that told him to serve Jesus.
Well, we are,
mad. Are we mad or what? Huh?
Yes.
We are.
We had a young man to call the other day to say that he was King David. He had come before as Abel. Then he came back again as Yosef. But this time he's King David.
Oh, that's right.
And he's been to the website. He saw all that was done. And he's demanded that we turn all of that over to him under his rulership.
Oh, he demanded. That big girl can't demand nothing to catch him. On that note, I need to hear a Psalms. This nigga demanded something. They never see.
Well, I just want to give you the latter part of that. He said that we cannot have the flag raising because he didn't give us permission to do that. And if we proceeded with it, we were all destined to die. No, he went to the website and got my telephone number.
And he called you, man. Hey, tell him to call Yam Suf, okay? I'm gonna meet some of the man's fun, okay? Tell him to call Yam Suf. All right. Kadriel.
Tell him to call Maury Kadriel.
Yeah,
call
me. We're going to meet his demands. We're going to meet his demands, okay? Eva, let Katria sing a lovely song for I need peace of mind on that nonsense.
And then we can do that. Come on. What chapter we are? What chapter?
Chapter 12.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Praise.
And we have to keep in mind, this is a song with codification. There's a message in the music. And we don't know how King David sang it on his harp, but this is a song. And I'm going to tell you the title of the song. All right?
Okay.
It says, for the choir director. This ain't just a song for one individual to sing. This is for a choir. A psalm of King David to be accompanied by an eight-stringed instrument. Y'all got it?
Uh-huh.
This is a song. It ain't a prayer. We're reading. I'm going to read it, but it's a song.
Okay.
Verse 1. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel who created King David, our king, the mighty man who made songs for us to sing. We ain't singing them, are you reading them? Help! Help! Oh, Yah! For the godly are fast appearing. How true is that? Is that true? Mm-hmm. Are the godly fast appearing from the earth?
Yes.
How many people on the earth know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Raise your hand. Because the godly are fastest appearing. We don't know. King David was a prophet, right? King David was a prophet. And this song is prophetic. Let me tell you. This song that he composed is prophetic. So let me continue. The faithful had vanished from the earth. How many people are faithful to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Raise your hand.
Are we in 12?
Birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. John 12.
Okay.
There's one.
Mine was different. Okay, with birth.
Verse 1. I haven't gone to verse 2. What's your verse say?
Oh, that's why I got confused. I'm reading like that. That's not what it's... Okay, go ahead.
What's your verse say? What's your book say?
It says, say, yeah. For the kind one is no more.
Say what?
For the kind one is no more.
Who's no more?
The kind one.
The what one?
Yeah. So the trustworthy has ceased from among the sons of men?
Uh-oh. Trustworthy. Are you trustworthy to Yah? You don't have to be trustworthy to men. You got to be trustworthy to Yah. You know if you're lying or you're telling the truth, right?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he knows your thoughts and he knows your heart. That's our creator. Who created you?
They speak falsehood with each other.
Say what?
They speak falsehood with each other.
Oh, you jumping ahead. So verse 2 says, verse 2, neighbors lie to each other. Is
mm-hmm.
that true?
You better believe it.
Speaking with flattering lips and deceitful hearts. So what people are saying to you, they don't really mean it. May Yah cut off their flattering lips and silence their boastful tongues. Because people are very boastful in the earth today, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mine says swelling words. Their words swell up.
Oh, yeah. People talk trash. Say anything and everything and don't really mean it, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
May Yah cut off their flattering lips and silence their boastful tongues. They say, what do they say? We will lie to our heart's content. And don't the people who oppress us lie to their heart's content? Mr. McCarthy, caught on videotape. I ain't gonna lie about what was caught on videotape. No, I didn't say that. Are you serious?
And they say who is master over us, but yet men will be master over men. Ooh, women, I mean.
Mm. I'll lift our own. Who can stop it? Who can stop us? And we live amongst the people that lie all the time. What the Native Americans say? These are people that speak with a forked tongue. Yah replied, I have seen violence done to the helpless. Raise your hand if you've seen violence done to the helpless. And I've heard the groans of the poor. So Yah's not silent. Yah's watching. The Most High sees what's going on. He said, I've heard the groans of the poor. So we need to groan a little bit louder, a little bit more, so that Yah, what does he say? Now will I rise up to rescue them. So our voices have to be cried out to Yah for him to rise up and rescue us. Are we pouring out our voices for Yah to rise up and rescue us?
Not many at all.
If you're asking Yah to rise up and rescue us, because that's the only way we can get out of the situation, the dilemma that we're in. We can't do it ourselves, can we? But the Most High knows. He says, Yah replies. He's watching. I've seen the violence. He knows the violence. Brothers being shot in the head, shot down in the street. He sees the violence done to the helpless. No gun. Hands up. Don't shoot. And I've heard the groans of the poor. And who's groaning? The mothers of our young brothers that are being shot down in the street by police officers. Most I hear their groans. Most I hear their cries. Damn, will I rise up to rescue them as they have longed for me to do. That's the key verse. Are we longing for Yah to rise up and bring us justice? Are we crying to the Supreme Court, the appellate court, all these court systems in America, in Babylon? Are we crying out to Yah to rise up and rescue us? I know for me, I pray that Yah rises up to rescue us as a nation. Because that's the only way we're going to get out of this situation. When Yah rescues us. Yah's promises are pure. Like silver refined in a furnace. Purified 7 times over. So we know Yah's word, Yah's promises are pure. And if you don't know Yah's promises, Yah's word, then you're in trouble. Because Yah promises to rescue us and give us an everlasting future. Therefore, Yah, we know you will protect the oppressed. Raise your hand if you know that Yah is protecting you from oppression, preserving them. Protection and preservation forever from this lying generation. Are we living in a lying generation? Mm-hmm. Are we living in a lying generation? Are we living in a lying generation?
A lying
and will you protect you from this lying generation?
A lie isn't anything for them to tell. What did the Native American say? White man speak with forked tongue.
And are we protected from that? Are we protected from that?
Nope.
Yes.
I say yes.
Well,
the most I said preserving them forever from this lying generation.
Oh.
So we're preserved from forever if we ain't down with the lying generation.
Well, if you're under Yah's codification,
exactly.
If you're not, and you're making demands on the nation, well, I'm going to see how that work out.
And he says, even though the wicked strut about, Donald Trump.
Making demands.
Let there be a fool in. You strutting about.
Whoever that brother that came to Sister Ema Hadara.
Shutting the back. You're feeling yourself. Go ahead with yourself. Even though the wicked strut about. And guess what? We can't do nothing about that, right? Only y'all can do something about that, right? Donald Trump, Elon Musk buying up Twitter. Okay. Y'all do y'all. Watch what y'all do. And evil praise throughout the land. Ain't that the truth? You pumping up Donald Trump, which is why he got so much power.
You
pumping up Elon Musk because he got all those billions. Yeah. And evil is praised. These wicked men with billions of dollars, y'all praising them because y'all want some of that throughout the land. Go ahead with yourself. Y'all gonna judge the wicked and shut them down. You down with them? I'm not. No matter how many billions they got.
And I don't care how many demands they make. if it ain't in what we studied about, they keep them foolhardy demands, whoever they may be.
So we live in the Western Hemisphere with everything about dead white men on paper.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that money.
Benjamin,
in my house, we chasing the God of Abraham, we chasing the God of Isaac, and we chasing the God of Jacob. We need to know him for our personal salvation. above all what mankind is saying. You go ahead and chase some dead men on paper. Go ahead with your stuff.
Well, y'all's footsteps are our pathways, be it our oppressors, be it some of our walking dead brothers and sisters.
So another powerful chapter, short and sweet, but it's a song. Can you imagine how King David was singing this song with all the quotations that's in it?
Well, I don't see nowhere in my studies about beautiful King David where he made any demands. I don't know. He making demands? No. That's not what I'm saying. He making demands now. Okay, all right. Y'all believe that at the point. That's another Jesus thing. He resurrected himself from the dead.
And one thing about King David, he knew where his help came from. Verse 1, help, oh yeah, help me, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you calling on to help?
You know what? This man don't act nothing like the king that we study about. Nothing whatsoever.
No, matter of fact, he even went so far as to say that he had, he contacted us because he wanted the Minister of Information to perform his marriage. He was taking on another wife, and doing another wife that's down in Texas that's going to take care of everybody because she's wealthy.
Oh, my.
Oh,
wow.
But the sad part of it all is that the sister he's going to marry is a very highly educated young lady. These men got our women out here. Are sisters so desperate to have a husband that they can just let this kind of madness come in and control them? And when the sisters see or spotted this
madness,
they're walking away from it, then the sisters become no good and they ain't submitting to the men and all. It's madness out here.
It is. It is. It certainly is.
And guess what, Imahadura? Yah's going to judge all the madness because he's going to destroy the wicked, including children of Israel, who are wicked.
Right.
Including that King David that came forward. He has to go.
I love our
wicked Israelites.
Yeah, so do you think that they really believe this madness? Do you think they truly believe this, or you
because
think it's by act?
Yeah, they do. They do, Ima, because they don't let the Most High footstep be their pathway and follow His way on the codification. They'll believe it. They'll believe a monkey is King Dawood, okay? Because
you got these brothers out here.
Because they don't study His word. He closed their ears, closed their eyes, because they refuse to study His word. And they have listened to the wicked imaginations of any kind of person, for that matter.
So you can see their minds are warped.
Right.
You looking to have multiple wives when our people are still in captivity. If you're a man, if you're a warrior, the first priority should not be multiple wives, but to free our people, right?
Bingo! Cartel, you want to go?
If you're a warrior, the first priority of a warrior is to get your people out of captivity, not for you to find pleasure and comfort while you're in captivity.
That's it.
Some of us never cease to amaze me. They don't cease to amaze me because of the fact I know why they don't cease to amaze me, because they refuse to follow the Most High. and refuse it, that his footsteps be their pathway. They lead to their own understanding, their wicked imagination. They conjure up nonsense. They send nonsense. They do nonsense. Most High has closed their ears and closed eyes, and they don't see anything but lies. They conjure up these lies. They live by
and the book, is open before all of us. Yah has laid out his plan.
Exactly.
And for you to be leaning on your own understanding, you trying to get pleasure, you trying to have multiple wives, you think King Solomon is somebody, and our people are not free.
So do who has the money, Ima? Do he have the money or the women got the money?
No, the sisters.
Okay, so he pimping. He sleep pimping. Okay? That's all he's doing. A man's supposed to have means to take care of his wife. Not the other
First of all, a man is supposed to pay a dowry for any wife that he has.
I guess he gonna borrow it from his wife car trail and pay it, okay?
madness, I tell you. You know, here you said something earlier. I can't remember whether it was Young Su or you, Moray.
Mm-hmm.
But wisdom, Israel don't understand wisdom. They don't understand that whole concept. The Creator's name is inclusive of both masculine and feminine characters. Am I wrong there, Moray?
Not at all, Ima. That's why the Most High told Abraham, you better listen to your wife, Sarah. Did Abraham listen to Sarah?
Yes,
he
did.
Okay.
In essence, now this is the madness. This is where it gets just common sense. You got brothers out there beating up our people, talking about they don't know how to speak the Hebrew. Until they speak the Hebrew, they don't understand the Creator, whatever. Yet they say that they speak the Hebrew, but they can't see that the Creator is our parent because his name is inclusive of both masculine and feminine characters. As you stated in Proverbs, wisdom, the Shekinah Yah glory, was the first thing that God created. And in essence, he did the same thing. What he did with Adam is what he did with himself. He took wisdom out of himself as he took Eve out of Adam. Does that make sense? But
wow,
they can't teach that. They can't teach that. What they teach is that two men, so-called messianic, the two men, the son and the father, was there at the beginning. Where's the mama?
We know that two masculine forces cannot produce or create anything.
Israel don't know that.
So what you're talking about is way above their head, Ima.
Never. Way above your head.
It's common sense. Mm-hmm. Two men cannot produce life.
Even though truth is in front of them every day, everything all in creation has a masculine and a feminine counterpart. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Even the trees and the birds and the bees. Even the trees got masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know that, right?
Even down to the electrical wires.
Exactly.
Have a masculine and a feminine. The outlet, a masculine and a feminine. Huh?
Exactly.
And they talk about the sister. They don't. And this is something else no one ever speaks about. I heard it the first time ever. And that is that the Almighty made a covenant with Imam Sarah just as he did with Abraham. They don't even talk about that. He told Ima Sarah that she's going to be the mother of what?
Many nations.
But she can't be a mother many. He couldn't tell Abraham that, and he didn't have no woman. How are you going to bring the many nations forward? And how do you know it was made with Ima Sarah? Because when Ishmael was born of Hagar, and Abraham went to the Yahuwah on behalf of Ishmael, but what was he told? Yes, I've heard your concern concerning Ishmael. Don't worry, I got him. He's going to be the father of 12 nations. But my covenant will be born with Isaac, who will be born next year this time. Why? Because the promise was made to Father Abraham and Ima Sarah.
And that's so critical, Ima. It's critical because our father Abraham, right?
Mm-hmm.
He took a Hamite as a second wife, didn't he?
Yes.
And Yah approved it. He had no problems with Hagar or Ishmael. As a matter of fact,
no.
Ishmael, being the firstborn son of Abraham, he carries the spirit of the firstborn son of Abraham, doesn't he? Because he don't fear nobody on the planet Earth, does he?
No.
And that's how we should be, because we firstborn too. We're not firstborn of Hagar, but we firstborn of Sarah, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we should have the same holy boldness that Ishmael has, but we don't, unfortunately, which is our demise. Because we should be as holy and bold as Ishmael in the understanding of our roots and culture. Because if we come from Abraham, then we should fear nobody on the planet, just like Abraham didn't fear anybody on the planet. Do you realize that our father Abraham walked in the land of Canaan, right? The land of Canaan with the Canaanites, where the Most High brought our people to the land of Canaan when they came out of Egypt, and they were afraid to go in, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Abraham only had 318 men. The children of Israel that came out of Egypt, they had 600,000 warriors, and they were more fearful than our father Abraham to go into the land of Canaan, where Abraham dwelt, lived, and had no fear. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Our ancient father Abraham had no fear. He lived without fear. Why are we living with fear if Abraham is our father?
Because Yah has removed his presence from us.
That's the key. We refuse to obey like our father Abraham obeyed every word that Yah gave him, didn't he? Everything the Most High told Abraham to do, he did, didn't he? And he did not have the laws of Moses, did he?
No.
We think that the law is what makes us righteous. Our father Abraham was more righteous than any Israelite that was ever born without the laws of Moses.
You know something, Maria? Israel put so much emphasis on the law, but this is what they fail to understand. And as you just stated, our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, they didn't have the law like
no.
It was given to our fathers when he brought them out of Egypt. And as it states in Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter, the covenant that he's making with us today, today is not like the covenant that he made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. That's the covenant that's covering us today because Israel broke the covenant that was made with them when he brought them up out of the land of Egypt. So everything that, and if we're mindful, everything that that covenant entailed when he brought them up out of the land of Egypt was the feast days, and all of that was the commemoration of what was done when Yah brought them up out of the land of Egypt. Now listen to this. Here, we're going to go and take it a little bit further. Let's fast forward it. The covenant that I'm going to make with the descendants of the children of Israel will not be like the covenant that I made with their fathers when I brought them out of Egypt, because they broke that covenant. That covenant is done with. But we keep running back to what is broken. That's why we can't get fixed, because we have yet to do the things that Yah told us to do to correct the problem.
All right, now.
And Yah said that I'm going to make a new covenant. And what's the new
That's
covenant?
That's what he said.
I'm going to write the law on your inner parts. So you don't have to be debating me. I don't have to be debating you. The remnant that survives the judgment, the law is going to be written on the what? Inward parts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well, thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Imadora. It will become a part of our innate nature. That being said, Cartrell, Imadora, Sashudin, Abya, you got any closing remarks?
Just to say, wonderful study tonight. All is always good, but it's extra special for me tonight. I heard something that I didn't realize that I needed to hear. But as always, may Yah bless us all and be able to return tomorrow for another study. And I love you all. Yah bless you all.
Thank you, Ima. I mean, yeah. You are. Well, thank you, Sister Abya. Praise Yah.
Yes, sir. Sounds well. We need to call on Yah for our help. Stop calling on Congress. Stop calling on the president. Stop calling on the mayor, the senator. Our people need to know our help, where our help comes from. We need to call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And King David shows the way. Help, oh Yah. Could be godly, are fast. Disappearing. There's not too many godly people on the planet Earth right now. And we're fortunate to be in contact with each other to call on the true and living God. So let's continue to call on the true and living God and spread his message to our people so that he will act in our behalf. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
May the Most High bless you.
Oh.
I love you.
Thank you, country.
Hallelujah. I want to plant a seed tonight, leaving it with you to meditate on, reflect on. Yah has an order to all things. And as he said in his word, the gathering of the people began in the tent of Yehuda first. Let me tell you why, Yehuda, you have to obey your God and return back to him with all of your heart, all of your soul. You got to leave these idols where they be. Give them back to the ones that gave them to you, your oppressor, your enemy, and return back to your God. Israel, you don't know that you are like a dog chasing its tail. You are the Mashiach that's in the earth. How is this so? Because the promise that Yah made in the beginning of time, the scepter will never leave Yehuda. How is that prevalent today? because Yah divorced Israel. I want you to hear me again. Yah divorced Israel, the northern kingdom. He did not divorce Yehuda. So Yehuda has to step forth. You've got to come forth, Yehuda. You've got to come forth because you are responsible for the gathering of your people. And for all that say that we don't have to do nothing, only thing we got to do is wait on Yah, because Yah said he was going to gather us. I just want to remind you, yes, you're absolutely right. Two things. You don't have to, you don't have any choice but to wait on Yah. Time, what are you supposed to be doing while you're waiting? That's what you need to ask yourself. But here's why you don't want to just wait on Yah, because Yah told you how he's going to gather you. And it's not going to be to your liking. With a stretched out arm and fury poured out will he gather you. So you can sit on your behinds and wait for Yah and do all your folly all you want to. Believe me, you're going to come. You're going to be gathered one way or the other. Yah's giving you them because of his mercy right now. He's giving you the time to obey.
Hallelujah.
But if you don't obey, don't be gathered by the hand of your God, and it ain't going to be nothing nice. Return to your God, Israel. Return to him. He's giving you a very simple task to do. Just tell him you're sorry. You need to tell him. You need to run. You need to be running, falling on your miserable face to cry out to your God, to seek his forgiveness for all we've done. May Yah be with us all, and thank you all. And I pray, I cry out to Yah, asking him, Father, please hear my cry. Forgive your people, Israel. Please see us as worthy to bring us back into the bond of the covenant again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Ma Dora. So, Shehudi.
Just hallelujah. Praise the Most High.
Praise the Most High. Hallelujah. That being said, fellow students out in Radio Land, I hope something was said that inspired you, motivated you to do the right thing, according to code, according to the Most High, not to your special leader who's leading you in the wrong direction, but to the Most High, who says to you, let my footsteps be your pathways. If that so-called leader of yours is letting his footstep be your pathway, you are in error. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Praise everything within us, our soul and everything within us. And let us continue to follow in his pathways by following his footstep, his codification, and his word. We pray that the Most High bless you and continue to bless you. We ask you to go to the Most High in prayer tonight and get you a new heart and spirit, unlike King Dawood, who loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, his brothers and sisters as he loved himself. They thirst after righteousness. We pray that you thirst after this righteousness, not your special leader. The Most High is your leader. Follow his footsteps. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Katriel, Imadora, Sister Hudi, Sister Abia, you want to say shalom and good night to the people?
Shalom, family, and good night, and hallelujah.
Shalom.
I guess Kajira got another hiccup.
I got what?
Another hiccup.
A hiccup.
Yeah.
Nah, my prayers is that our people meditate on what we read tonight, because so many powerful words and thoughts have been expressed in the writings. You can reread it, but meditate on what we've read. Praise God.
Praise God.
Good night.
Thank you, bro. Ima Hadora.
Thank you, Father.
Okay.
You want to say shalom and good night to the people?
I want to say shalom to the family far, near, and know, Israel, that y'all love you. But you need to ask yourself, do you love him? Know that he loves you. And we have hurt our Creator, hurt him to no end, and have profaned him everywhere it is to profane him, Israel. But I say to you tonight, be blessed, be safe, return back to your God, and know he loves you, and so do I. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Great job.
Hallelujah.
Shalom. And good night.
Say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? I want my loved one gone. Said I love you more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. Where my paycheck went. You know I brought it home to you, baby. And I never spent a red cent. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you more than you'll ever know. Yeah, more than you'll ever know.